Blonde. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
We on here? We're on now. We're working.
Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah, thanks for that, Paul.
Sorry, Paul, don't wait for the queue, love. That's
right,
you just whack us straight in.
This is John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts doing the alphabet suit. We're doing it Sunday. We're up the tower. It is Sunday. It is 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. And what normally happens is it's just me and Kelvin messing about doing this. But Polly's with us today in the room next door. Hello, pretty Polly. And apparently that's where all the controls are. So we're sat here like a pair of blades. And next thing we know, we're on here, which is a surprising thing. But it's nice to be here. How are you, Mr. Roberts?
A little bit hungover.
I believe so.
For those who don't know,
the station, City Talk and Radio City, had their Christmas do last night.
That's right.
You attended. Did Polly go?
No, she didn't. Why didn't you go, Paul? Dead air is golden, isn't it?
I didn't hear what she said. What did she say?
You need to put your headphones on.
Oh, all right. Good.
Take two.
Oh, oh God.
Don't swear.
Oh, no. Oh, right, my nose. Oh.
I felt that for
you. I've just had the... Ow. But those for you, obviously, I wish this was on a webcam. I just pulled up the headphones then. These headphones are obviously springy, and I've pulled it and let go, and it smacked me right in the blinking. I've just been in a radio studio with Dave Price. Heavyweight, go, big lad. He couldn't have hit me as hard as that. Ow.
He'd have to punch down, wouldn't he?
You know when you get it on the nose as well? I don't care how hard you are, when you get it on the nose and your eyes water, you want your mum. I didn't laugh at that. Anyway. What was the answer? Did Polly, did you go? That's no excuse, Polly. A young girl like you should be out in the town. So what were you doing at 6 this morning? Oh, Polly. Polly. You know what, 6 this morning, the sort of say, Polly, put the kettle on.
She's never heard that one.
Even with a short nose, I've got the magic, Polly. I've got the magic. Yeah, I wish they could see what you're doing now. Sorry about that, Polly. I'm sure you've never, ever heard that before. No. My eyes are clearing. It's John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts. This is the Alphabet Soup. In fact, I forget that. I need to know what happened at the Christmas do. What happened, anything?
What, any scandal?
Any news, yeah. Nobody listens to this show anyway, so you can tell us everything. No one will get into trouble.
Do you know, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to, ruin the reputations of a fellow presenter or producer, but nothing really much happened last night. It was just a good night. Everybody got along.
Good social. I didn't go. I was unable to go because, I was knackered and I've been away all week.
And that's an excuse.
You were
knackered.
Yeah, I was absolutely shattered. And I tell you why, you don't know this. I became an actor this week.
I thought you came an actor 6 months ago and you was a talking baghead.
Oh, I...
Yeah, that was your debut.
Yeah, maybe that's how I got the pass.
Was watching it.
Yeah, I did.
What did you do?
If you know the Skins.
Yeah, that's the one with Nicholas Holt, isn't it?
I've no idea.
So you're in a show and you don't even know who Nicholas Holt is?
No.
He's one of the main guys, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
he used to be, actually. I think he might have moved on by
well,
now.
Well, I'm in the next series of Skins.
Mm.
They said, there's a part in it. And I said, oh, all right, okay. I said, what's the storyline? Well, she said, you're in the 8th episode of the next series. And the main thread of the storyline is there's a big lesbian affair. I thought, all right. She said, yeah, and you're playing one of the dads. Oh, is that it? That hurts, that, don't it? I went, what?
You're playing one of the dads of a lesbian.
How old does that make you? Do you know what I mean? You've got to be old enough to look like you're old enough to at least be the dad of someone who's 18. That's just rotten. I don't look that old.
I don't know. I think you could pull it off.
No way.
Yeah, I think you could actually. An 18-year-old lesbian.
Whether it was an 18-year-old bricklayer, it doesn't make any difference. I don't think I look old enough to be the dad of someone who's 18. How old is that?
How old's your oldest son?
14.
That's only a few years.
All right.
This is great grounding for when he comes out and says he's gay.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be okay now.
Be all right, have a practice.
You haven't even got a daughter, so how can you pull this off? How would you know of a daughter to auntie and say, Dad, I'm lesbian?
Well, then, no, it doesn't matter. That bit doesn't matter. What bothered me is the fact that you know, I was expecting them to say, you know, you're the love interest that gets involved, or, you know what I mean? I was expecting, I didn't realise that I'd reached the point of being, you know, the next thing now is I'm going to be the granddad. I've probably only got two roles in my life. One's the dad, one's the granddad. It's just frightening.
Well, you won't be the granddad in this series if she's a lesbian, will you?
Blinking, you're obsessed with the lesbian bit, right? It's the age of the person. I was just saying what the storyline was.
Have you actually filmed this yet?
Yeah, it's done.
What kind of acting did you do? Was it hamming? Was he?
No, it was great. Actor, yeah. Yeah, apparently my character's a fitness instructor.
Can we reenact the scene here?
No.
We can't?
No, because I don't want to ruin the end for anyone. I can hear people coming down the corridor. I don't want to ruin the end. So because of that, I was in Bristol for 3 days of the week. Then I was in Belfast for 2 days. I got back Saturday afternoon, went to the match, and I was absolutely done in. And because of other reasons, I couldn't go. So that's why I'm asking you if there was any goss. To be honest with you, the truth is, me and Polly were somewhere else doing our own thing. We had our own little Christmas party. It was fantastic. We finished at 6:15 this morning so she could come in here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I just knew it. No, so there was no scandal. It's a nice place.
Where was it?
New Brighton. Now, let's face it, New Brighton's not seen a party like this in years.
I know. I was going to say, when are they going to stop the word new? Just admit, it's been there for ages. Why don't they just call it the bit over the water that rhymes with Brighton? So go on, yeah. What was the place called? Because the venue, I'd never been to.
Bobby's Bar. Yes, cracking place.
Was it? Wanna be in Bobby's Bar.
Run by the legendary Laycocks, which is kind of like the Wirral's Craze, but without the violence. So hello to the Laycocks, and thank you for such a great night.
All right, that's good. Yeah. Well, that's a good advert for it, isn't it?
Hello.
People wandering past. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? How come there's people in here and it's a tour on and you don't know? You're the man of the tours.
I think they might just be friends of friends.
So there's no tours on today. If anyone's thinking of doing anything today, I tell you what, if you're in town shopping, come up here. It's crisp and bright and fresh and gorgeous. And although I shouldn't be saying this, because this show will get repeated next Saturday night, won't it?
8:00, yes.
At 8:00.
So don't call me if it's listening on Saturday night, it'll be closed.
If you're in town at 8:00 on Saturday, think, what's going on? It's crisp and bright up there. Let's go see. They're in a different time zone. No, it's because the show is done on Sunday afternoon. Anyway, the premise of this show is to... apart from warbling on and trying to get some scandal, the premise of the show is to go through the alphabet, which is why we call the show Alphabet Soup. And therefore, we pick certain things that begin with certain letters, and then we have a chat about them. And this week, I've brought in my birthday present off our Carol.
8,000 things you should know.
8,000 things you should know. See, so, and if we come up with a word beginning with D, I can look on it and it'll be informative. I've just opened it up. And it's got dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were reptiles that dominated life on land about 220 million to 65 million years ago when all of them mysteriously became extinct. Because they had their own credit crunch. That's what happened. All of a sudden, they couldn't get any mortgages. It was terrible for them. Most dinosaurs are known from fossil bones, but fossilized eggs, footprints and droppings have been found. Now that's interesting. A dropping. How would you know if you pick up a dinosaur dropping? It is a dinosaur dropping. How's that working? I can't imagine. Because if you see, animal droppings, unless you see it drop out the animal, how do you know what it is?
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
There's no comedy in that, but that is a good point.
No, it's just interesting. Yeah, I do. I think it's... If somebody's had a dump 65 million years ago, the fact that it's still there amazes me, to be honest. They're eating some bran to keep it still there after 65 million years. But to then someone else to come along and go, I've recognised that. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex dump. You just don't get it, do you?
Do you reckon dinosaurs walked around here?
What? Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, a T-Rex stomping around, around New Brighton, as it would have been called back in the dinosaur days?
Yeah, in the dinosaur days, it was probably so new, they never even named it.
Yeah, it was just...
But all of this would have been, you know, rainforest and all that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good to have a time machine? Don't you think so?
Yeah.
No, you use it for evil purposes, like finding out who wins the next race. That's why you use it. That's why you could never get it.
Ah, I see. Do you ever see the film Time Machine?
No.
Oh, well, that's the end of that one then. Anyway, what else does it say about dinosaurs?
All right, dinosaurs are split into two groups according to their hip bones. like an old people's home, isn't it? Those who've got their own, go over here. Blazies, come over here. They're split into two groups according to the hip bones. Saurians, I think I've probably said that right. Saurians, or something like that, have reptile like hips, and Ornithosaurians have bird like hips. There you go, you didn't know that. Sauropods have massive bodies, long tails, and long snake like necks. It's all great stuff, this, isn't it? Theropods have acute eyesight, fearsome claws, and sharp teeth. They include Tyrannosaurus rex, one of the biggest hunting animals to ever live on land. Over 15 metres long, 5 metres tall, and weighing more than 7 tonnes.
That's quite heavy.
7 tonnes. You're just looking for something that you can say and go, he's fat. And although modern reptiles walk with bent legs, splayed out, dinosaurs had straight legs under their bodies that meant they could run fast or grow heavy. That doesn't make any sense, does it? They could run fast or grow heavy. Oh, I see what you mean, because the legs were straight. They could support a lot of weight.
This show's like the Open University today,
isn't
it?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Education.
And
when you
stand up, I'm going to see how straight your legs are.
Every single time, isn't it?
Every week.
You know,
have a little pop, Adam. Have a little pop.
One day I'll walk and I won't come back.
Well, just think, you know, with your straight legs, you could have walked quickly. Could have ran if you'd have made that choice. So I'm going to find something else beginning with D. What else has been going on in the world? You wouldn't see. Oh, dragonflies.
That's come the on, same see. Kind of thing, isn't it?
No, dragonflies are big hunting insects with 4 large, transparent wings and a long, slender body that may be a shimmering red, green or blue. And they have 30,000 separate lenses in each of their compound eyes.
How many?
30,000 separate lenses.
How do they know that?
Exactly. Exactly.
They just make these things up, because who's going to question that?
Well, it gives them the sharpest... Well, that's another thing. It gives them the sharpest vision of any insect. How do they know that?
Exactly.
I mean, 30,000 lenses. If you look at a dragonfly, it takes you forever to count them. Because, you know, if you've got to count every lens, they've gone 1, 2, 3, 16,553, 17,400, 21,300. Do you want a cup of coffee? Yeah, please. Oh, 1, 2. So that'd take forever. But also, how do they know it makes them able to see? You know, if you see people coming out of Specsavers, they've got lenses. It doesn't mean that they've got good vision.
Hey!
See what I did?
Hey!
See what I did? You see the magic of the show now, don't you? You see the magic of the show. Oh, dragonfly nymphs are like this. Grow a molt over many years before they climb onto a reed or rock to emerge as an adult. The ferocious hunters often... Dragonfly nymphs, the ferocious hunters, often feeding on young fish and tadpoles. That's a big dragonfly to eat a fish.
Depends how big the fish is.
Yeah, but I mean, a fish is a fish.
You get little fishes in fish tanks, they're like...
Yeah, but they're little fish, aren't they? But
right. Fish is a fish.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. It still makes me think a dragonfly's a big... Got to be a big dragonfly to eat a fish. I'm sorry, boy.
You know what? This show's turning into one of those things where it's like bedtime stories. You know, you're teaching your sons things about dinosaurs.
I've got a new book.
Have you got anything else we can talk about?
No, not really. I've got a new book. It was my birthday, you see, last week. And I turned the same age as Elvis. So I'm convinced this could be the year I die. So I want to know things before I do.
You're going to die in the toilet, are you?
You what?
You're going to die in the toilet,
I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to start wearing white suits. White body suits with sequins and my name on the back and a big belt. There was a time where having the big belt was the thing. Oh, Calvin's coughing. Hey, there you go. You see, last night, got carried away with yourself, didn't you? Hey, now you're not firing on all cylinders and I've got to carry the show all by myself.
Well, for once, go on, let me take a back seat for this, just for this week.
Hey, are you...
Do you reckon if you die like Elvis, you'll be immortalised and your house will be turned into a shrine?
No.
Bishop land?
No, I think I'll be quickly forgot.
There'll be a permanent
quickly
permanent
forgot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know,
quickly
man.
Forgot within... I'll give it 3 weeks before everybody forgets. And that's only... The people waiting to sell the insurance, that's it. Once that's it, I'll be gone then. Be gone, forgot. In the ether. Like that famous poem that if you put your hand in a bucket of water and pull it out, the hole you leave behind is what you leave when you leave a room. Ooh! My that's words. Got you confused, Danny. I tell you what, this show has got a little bit...
You know, this is...
Go on.
I'm trying to find a word.
Go on. Philosophical, clever... Difference.
It's a bit of everything, actually, today.
It is. It was Sports Personality of the Year tonight. Are you going?
No, I'm not up for anything.
You're not up for anything? You could have been, mate. You could have been. There's a chance. You know, if that was anything, did Eddie the Eagle ever win that?
He never won anything.
No, but he was a sporting personality.
That Eddie... lost its kudos when Zara Phillips won it.
Yeah.
First start, it should have been the horse that should have been up there, not Zara. She just sits there and whacks it.
Yeah. And also, you can't be the queen. But her mum won it, didn't she? Didn't Princess Anne win it 1 year? Do we know Paul if Princess Anne won it 1 year? She's probably knows.
No, she never.
She did. She won B...
No, she won an event once. But
no, she won BBC personality.
She hasn't got a personality. How can she have won it?
I know, but her mum runs the country or owns the country or something of that
something
nature.
Like that.
So she won it. Which is just ridiculous, isn't it? I don't think the royal family should win things like that. I don't think the royal family should be allowed to win Sports Personality of the Year or raffles.
I was just thinking back to... It's a Royal Knockout. Do you ever remember that?
Oh, God,
That's when it all went wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
when
yeah,
it all
yeah.
went downhill.
With Fergie and then, and what, yeah. Whose idea was that?
It was Eddie's.
But, you know...
Watch Steady Eddie's.
Yeah, but, you know, somebody in the Queen's household should have said, listen, Eddie, this, really, just keep this at home. You know what I mean? We could do this on Christmas Day in our own back garden. We don't have to subject the nation to it. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, really, they've not got no jobs, have they? They've got no... you know what I'm like. I'm not into the
royal. I stayed in a castle last night. Felt quite royal.
No, you didn't. What was it called?
Leeso Castle. In
Leeso. Let everybody just let that sink in. Leeso Castle. You know, I just can't imagine that in Lord of the Rings. Where be if the goblet of truth? The goblet of truth be lying in Leeso Castle, surrounded by orcs. It's not exactly. Leeso's not a place where you think there's a castle.
I must admit, I don't think it was actually built to keep out the Saxons, you know. And I was expecting moats and everything else, and it wasn't really there. It was more like a converted house, but it felt historical. Apparently, King Charles III stayed there once on a stopover, bit of B&B.
Where was he going to?
I have no idea.
Real?
Where does
King Charles I go to? And when do you stop at these places? It's an old place.
Yeah. I had a bit of time to kill, so I read the history that you get supplied in the booklet. You know, I couldn't get the TV to work. And then when I did, I couldn't get BBC Two as well, so that was quite annoying. So I read the history, and it was built in 1507. Yeah?
No, hang on a minute. Has anybody else ever stayed at a hotel and thought, I can't get BBC Two to work? That's annoying. There's normally those specialist channels you can't get to work when you, you know, you're on your own. But you don't. I don't get many people going, oh, I'm so desperate to see BBC Two on Saturday night. What was it you were missing?
Snooker.
Tell you what. And you wondered why you were on your own and you had time on your hands. One of the things I did want to discuss, although we shouldn't really discuss it, but because we're sat in the studio and the newspapers are firing it on like mad, the television screens are firing it on like mad. Last night was the culmination of a lot of tension within the country because of the X Factor and the other one, Strictly Come Dancing. What do you think of that, fella?
Did I not tell you about my bet?
No.
I backed the boy group, whatever they were called, DFS, B&Q, P&O.
What are they called?
What are they called again? DFS, P...
Can you hear anything that
Paul is telling? No, I can't hear it. JLS, that's it.
JLS?
Yeah.
JLS, what does that stand for?
I don't know, but we can probably come up with a few
just
ideas.
Just last, suppose.
Well, they didn't come last, they come second.
Oh, did they?
I had a bet on him about 2 weeks ago. At 18-1.
Who bet? Oh, God, son.
I had inside
information. Is there anything you don't bet on? Who bets on the X Factor? How can you do that?
Millions of people have traded on that.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yes. Oh,
people wonder why we've got a credit crunch. So they came second.
Yeah.
And the girl who won was called Alex, isn't she?
Alexandra Burke.
Yeah, yeah. Cries a lot, doesn't she?
A bit of an actress.
Is she?
Not too sure. Apparently coming soon to YouTube is a bit of a naughty video about her and her boyfriend. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
What?
There's a video circulating.
Says who?
The press. And they're never wrong, are they?
The press
apparently,
says...
Her one of ex-boyfriends did a naughty thing by, you know, recording them doing naughty things and is currently...
When you're talking about naughty things, don't make that noise with a rapper as well. It sounds even worse. There's something a little bit. People be thinking, what's Kelvin doing? What's he getting out the bag there? She was doing a naughty thing. Look. If you just imagine she was doing this. So, yeah, she was doing a naughty thing with him and he's recorded it on a video and he's going to put it on YouTube.
No, he's apparently in negotiations with a certain tabloid newspaper for publications of the endeavours. It's all going to come out now, you see. It's all going to come out.
Well,
what's this space?
To be fair, then...
Well, fair play to her.
Yeah, fair play to her. I think he's a bum. I think, you know, whatever happens in a steamy relationship, you keep in a steamy relationship. Anyone who sells a story to the papers, and particularly something like that, is just a scumbag, as far as I'm concerned. Letting anyone who might have an incriminating video of me.
Me, yes.
I feel like it. I'd be in tears. Yeah, if there's any woman out there with a video of me, go look. I'll be all right in a minute. Just give me a minute. Stop pointing the camera at me. But at least there was a winner in that. At least there was a winner because apparently, and I didn't know this till this morning because I didn't watch it. Strictly Come Dancing, the semi-finalists, everyone went to the final. How was that, right?
How's that happened? Did they all get the same amount of votes?
What happened? Apparently, the BBC, the judges voted, and in the way that the scores are collated together, the judges voted that was going to send two through, but it meant that the bottom couple, no matter how much the public voted for them, couldn't make up the deficit. So it meant that the public vote was irrelevant, which meant that the essence of the show, having a public vote, has gone out the window. So they said, let them all go through, and they just counted the votes up till next week. Is that a fair summary, Paul? She guesses so.
Well, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. But, yeah, I think I summarised it very well.
Yeah.
And thank you. And so that's what I'm... So that means it was a semi-final. And in the end, he went, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know, you can't do that,
I'd be a bit aggrieved if I just rang through my phone roll, which I've never done, you know. But then to find out... It's just
This is the thing, because the papers were saying, isn't it terrible the BBC getting the money from the... And I think, no, what's terrible is that these people believe that their vote is so important. If it's not counted at the time, then you know what I mean? Who's gonna? So what they then do is to phone up and complain. I'm going to spend another pound complaining about the pound I've just spent. Phone up. Have another life.
So what's next? We've had X Factor. We've had the Bushwhacker Trails. We've had Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, Dancing on Ice.
Oh, Dancing on Ice.
Is that another phone vote? You know what? Half of these people must have these numbers on speed dial.
Today? What would it have been like if they'd have had these competitions years ago when you'd have had to send a pigeon with your vote? No one had the phone. or a telegram. Or sat there. Oh, it's so exciting, but we'll have to wait 3 weeks for the results. I think good luck to the girl. Hopefully she does well, the singer. Strictly Come Dancing, I think the final is next week, by which time this show will then have been on again, actually. In fact, we shouldn't talk about the semi-final because the show will be getting played next Saturday night after the semi-final. We've just dated the show. You're the producer. Get a grip.
I'll edit it.
Get a grip. Yeah, edit it. Edit it now.
If you're just tuning into this part and you've just been listening to 30 seconds worth of music, that's what the edit was. We've edited something out.
Oh, we're going to edit it next week. Yeah.
I forgot.
So
when you hear something like do, 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 that means we've edited something out which we did not want you to listen to.
How much music can we put on this show? Next week, there'll just be an album of the Smiths. Anyway, something else beginning with D.
What's this, I Spy?
No, something beginning with D. It's what the show's meant to be about. This is the most unproduced show. You're the producer.
You're the paid presenter.
I know.
You've done in 12 months is bring out a book that looks like it's got more pictures in it.
I know, yeah. This is my sister's birthday present to me.
Look at it.
The earliest known dam.
Yeah. We can't even stretch to a dictionary.
Hey, this is good. The earliest known dam, because dam begins with D. The earliest known dam is a 15-metre-high brick dam on the River Nile at Kasesi in Egypt, built around... Guess when this was built?
Ooh.
I'll give you to the nearest 500 years.
I would say around the Egyptian times.
Egypt's a country. There's always Egyptian times. There's Egyptians still there now. It's full of them. How can you say that about the Egyptian times?
I meant to say the pharaohs.
you've got to tell me.
All right.
Now, bear in mind this
2000 BC.
This is the 2900 BC.
That's what was closed then.
How mental is that? But to have a dam in 2000, I think that's unbelievable. I think that is unbelievable. I wouldn't know how to build a dam. Because in order to build a dam, you've got to stop the water. So you've got to have a dam to build a dam. How does that work?
Got low tides.
No, you can't do that though, can you? On rivers, like the Hoover Dam.
Well, how do they build bridges?
I have no idea. You go over Runcorn Bridge, not just the Runcorn Bridge, but the brick bridge next to it, the railway bridge. And I look at the brick bridge and I think
the brick bridge is that what you call it?
Yeah, the railway
heritage bridge,
bridge
that crosses the mighty Widnes with the Runcornians.
I think it's unbelievable. The brick one, because the bricklayers are working on that. How does that work? Fantastic.
Engineering. Do you know what? We've gone backwards over the years.
Why?
When you look at engineering from the old days and what we do
nowadays. We've gone backwards loads of ways. My dad can do loads of stuff I can't do. I can't do anything. I can phone a fella who can, but I can't do anything. Something breaks down in my car, I've had it. Something breaks down. Like even in this studio. Something breaks down here. There's probably only two people who know how half of this stuff works.
And he's never here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. We are rubbish. Yeah. In China, a stone dam was built on the Guqiao in 240 BC. Gravity dams are very thick dams relying entirely on huge weights of concrete to hold the water. They are very strong but costly to build. Oh, there's different types of dams. Oh, yeah, Egypt again. The Aswan Dam. The world's highest dams. Yeah, this is good. Are fill dams and they're in Tajikistan. Where's Tajikistan? Where's Tajikistan, Polly? One of the world's highest dams is in Tajikistan. We don't even know where Tajikistan is. I think if you've got a big dam there, you know, you've got to be at least known to people, haven't you?
Isn't the biggest dam the Hoover Dam?
No.
It's not?
Oh. No. It's not even. Of all the different types of dams, that's gravity dams, arch dams, embankment dams, and masonry dams, it's not one of them. That has staggered me, the world's highest dam is in a place that I didn't know existed. Star fact, the world's biggest dam is 55 meters high, 112 million cubic meters of water is behind it, and it's called the Kambrankiskank Dam in Russia.
Sounds like it's next to Afghanistan.
You're just saying
Kazakhstan.
That because of the stands.
Well, that's where all the stands are, aren't they?
Why are there all the? That's an interesting point. Why are all the stands
all the stands together?
I've got to be honest with you. This book's giving us less jokes than I thought it would. I feel more knowledgeable.
That was a bit. When I saw the picture of the giraffe, my hopes were high.
Oh, diet, yeah. There's another thing. There are 20 different amino acids your body can make. 11 of them, the other 9, are called essential amino acids, and they come from food. Oh, this is the thing. Fats are greasy foods that will not dissolve in water. Some, such as the fats in meat and cheese, are solid. Some, such as coconut oil, are liquid. Now, you're like this. I read a thing this week saying that high-fat food's good for you.
So certain fats are good for you.
Yeah, no, but high fat...
You should never cut out fat from your diet.
Well, apparently, the idea that a low-fat diet is... And I'm saying this now to all the people who are on diets cutting out fats. There was an article in the paper this week which I thought was staggering because it said that high-fat diets have been in existence for centuries. No one's had a problem, particularly like in Southeast Asia where they use a lot of coconut oil, which is high fat, in cooking. And then when the low-fat diet scenario came out in the 60s, started from America, on very little information, they changed their diets. Now they've all got high cholesterol and high fat. And they're saying what you got to do is your body can cope with fat and the low-cholesterol diet offset the fat for something else and you end up getting fatter.
I'm quite impressed by all that. Then.
I know. Again, none of it's humorous, none of it's funny, but it's informative. And I just wanted, for once, me and you to have a positive fat conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. There'll be no walking out today.
No walking out today. Well, to be honest, you couldn't walk that far. Hey!
Yawn.
Oh.
That's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Everyone see my husband?
Your husband? Yeah. Come on, Kieran. Who's your husband?
Craig.
Yeah. This is Kieran. Kieran's looking for Craig. Kieran obviously didn't realise that this is a radio station. Thinks he's coming into a coffee shop. I don't think in the history of broadcasting anyone has ever interrupted the show. Has anyone see my husband? Yeah. All right, thanks. Cheers, kid.
There you go, reunited.
Hey, lovely.
What's so funny?
Because we're doing the show. Live, yeah. I'll tell you what, no, it's all right. Hey, if there's any hospitals around there looking for some presenters, I think we'll be free next week, don't you?
You just couldn't make it up, could you?
Oh, that was brilliant, that. You know what?
This never happened to Billy Butler and Wally Scott.
No. But Billy Butler and Wally Scott had a couple of things going for them. A show format that was brilliant, endless talent, preparation, and an audience base that were very supportive. We've got me, you, and Polly.
And a couple of queens. and somebody looking for
his own husband, which is wonderful. Well done. Thanks, Karen. Where are we up to?
D.
D, D, okay, yeah. Think of a word with D. Think of a word with D and I'll see if it's in here. Take your time, Kelvin, you know what I mean? Silence kills radio.
I'm trying to find something that'll be an interesting word.
Just say the word. Just say any word.
Okay, Dominican.
I'm trying to keep the show going. Dominican.
Yeah.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
That means that there was a Dominican Empire. If you've got to have a republic, you've got to have an empire, haven't you? You've got to have a Dominican of something to become a republic.
Well, we were an empire once.
Yeah, we
ruled. Before we gave
once.
The world away.
Yeah, we were great once. Now we're skint. There was a big thing. The big thing about say Gordon Brown made a mistake. Did you see what he said in the House of Parliament? Doing a speech where he said, "We've invested money into the economy to save the banks, and whilst we're going through this process, I'm working hard to save the world." Slip up. Did you see that?
No. Well, I heard about it.
I think that is brilliant.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
Oh, I think that's great. Save the world. Gordon Brown, the hero. Anyway, Dominican's not in this.
Sad news, though. Nora Batty's dead.
Nora Batty's dead?
Kathy Staff has died.
Nora Batty. I don't really know what to say to that.
You must have been a fan of the old Summer Wine.
I was a fan of the Summer Wine, but...
Foggy, Clemp, you know.
I don't know what to say to it because I thought she was really good. I thought she was a good character actress. Mm. And I thought, you know, she did well for the rollers industry and the baggy tights industry. But I think overall, she looked like she had a good innings, didn't she?
80. It's not bad.
I tell you what, if you were to say... If someone was to say to you, that's it, your innings is up at 80, how do you feel?
Oh, I'd take that today.
Would you?
Yeah. If I was to be told I'd be 80, I'd be thrilled.
Do you reckon you don't think you're going to make 80?
Not at this rate, no.
Ah, mate, you'll make 80.
Although longevity...
They'll pickle you. They'll pickle you. It'll be some size jar, but they'll pickle you. I don't know, I fancy 80. 80's a great number to go out on.
Yeah, 80's all right.
I think, you know when people have like these birthday parties and they have a 40th and they go with the mates to Amsterdam and all that. My 80th, I'm just going to go somewhere like that. I'll just go, this is the night, this is the night, I'm 80. I never expected to get this long, so if I get to tomorrow morning, it's a bonus. Let's go and drink some tequila slammers and have a fight. Kelvin.
Hello.
Entertain. Go on, say something entertaining while I look at the news. Come on, Kelvin.
I fancy a horse in the 210.
I tell you what, if you've got them kind of sexual preferences, I'll keep them to yourself. Hey, see what I did? I fancy a horse in the 210. Hey.
And Wellgrave. There you go. That's my Christmas present to our listener.
And Wellgrave. It's no good if this is on next Saturday, though, is it?
I'll edit it.
And then what are you going to do? Are you going to edit it by saying, just had a big win on that horse and change the name because the one that you picked got no chance?
No, see, on Saturday night, they have an evening meeting at Wolverhampton.
So the horse race is still going on.
The horses were miners' helmets. And it's great. They just run around the track with this light.
You're joking.
I am, actually. They have floodlights.
Do you have an evening meeting?
You see, these big horses running around with miners' helmets on.
No, but I could see the jockeys in those little reflective, you know, like the council workers, the little reflective uniforms. Everyone's just seeing these little fellas bobbing up and down in the darkness. So, have you ever been? I fancy that, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
Floodlit horse racing.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I went to one in London a few weeks ago, Kempton Park. It was on a Wednesday. Freezing it was. But it's good. I like it.
I think it'd be brilliant, but doesn't the ground get hot for the horses? Hard, for the horses.
No, because they race on sand and polyester fibrous surfaces. It's not grass.
I think that's brilliant.
Fantastic.
Polly, should we have a trip one day to floodlit horse racing?
What, just you two?
Well, you can come as well if you want. We need somebody to tell us what not to bet on.
Right.
You can give us all your list of horses and we'll go on something else. Have you won anything recently?
Yeah.
I was tipping,
I was producing Duncan Barts last week, so we were giving a tip a day. And on Friday, I gave a tip at 40 to 1, and it came second. 40 to 1. Which equals to 10 to 1 a place. So it was like getting a 10 to 1 winner. Because it was a handicap, so you get a quarter of the odds.
Really?
40 to 1. Are you having that, Mr. Bish?
Did you have any money on it?
Yeah.
How much?
I'm not telling you.
Go on.
No.
How much?
No.
How much?
No.
Enough to invest in an haircut. Come on, how much? How much? No, that was a compliment. You look like you've had your hair. You look like you've sort of tidied yourself up for Christmas.
Thanks very much.
So come on, how much? This was a good. Well, come on. I give you the boundary? Was it less than a fiver?
I'll tell you off her.
Was it less than a fiver?
I'll tell you off her.
Hey!
Holly, dip the mic.
What a good day at the office.
Thank you, sir.
Well done, lad.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Who'd have thought you'd have put a grand on a horse? How impressive is that? Well done. Well, good. I'll tell all the kids. Uncle Calvin's got loads of money for crazy presents this year.
The only thing is, it should have won. That's what disappoints me. But hey, I can take it on the chin.
Yeah.
I've got some money back off it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Some money.
Yeah, it could have been a lot better. If it had won, you're talking, ooh.
Oh, why, yeah. You'd have got a round in if it had won.
I've even got you in some port scratchings.
Oh, yeah. I love my breath.
Are we not having a Christmas party this year?
Me and you?
The John Bishop Christmas night out.
Well, there's only me, you, and Polly's an occasional member of the crew. So there's me, you, and Polly. Where would we go?
Then we've got the script writers. Then we've got the production guys.
Oh, yeah.
Then we've got the editors.
Yeah, let's not kill the magic. Let's not fool the listener into lulling them into a full sense of security.
And then we can invite the listeners and we can have a full table. It'd be like the Last Supper.
Yeah, this is the only show we could invite all the listeners to the show and give them a lift home. Come on, listener, come out, we'll buy you a bag of chips. So, in fact, you know what? Thinking about it, there is no time for a Christmas bash. We'll have to have a post-Christmas party. Or you can come for Sunday lunch next week.
Where?
We'll do Sunday lunch next week at the Sir Thomas. I'm going for Sunday lunch with my mates next week. You and Polly can come.
Right.
We'll have a bit of a nosebag Sunday lunch, and then I'm going to go and watch the match in the cafe bar.
Okay, you're on.
We're on for that. But before we do that, I excuse myself against anything my mates may say or do. Okay.
Are they as offensive as you are?
No. They're not. I'm not offensive compared to them. They're just, you know, when you've got mates and you think, you irritate me, but I'm too old to make new friends. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't be bothered making new friends, so we'll just stick together and look at it and just get annoyed by each other. I can't believe how true that is. We went away from one of the lads' 40th. There was six of us sat around the table, all looking at each other, deciding which one to punch first. Everyone's just getting more and more annoying. You know, when people have got so, you believe them at all, like we've been married.
Are these like childhood friends, are they?
No, they're just lads I've known for about 20 odd years. But you know, when you know each other too well and you know what they're going to say, and everyone interrupts each other and talks over each other, and it is like being married. You just think, why am I spending any time with you at all? You just get on my nerves. Anyway, let's have a word off.
Okay.
Quick word off on the letter D. Are you ready, Polly? You're the judge. Anyone hesitates for more than 5 seconds.
Where's the bell? Pass me that bell.
No, Polly. Polly's got to be the bell ringer, and not you. Oh. No, Polly can come in so that the listener can hear it and say, you've lost.
Polly's camera shy.
I know. Are you ready?
Right, let's do it.
Ready? The letter D, let's have a drum roll with a bell roll. And who's starting?
You.
Okay, dowry.
Dinosaur.
Dog.
Dictionary.
Deep.
Dixie.
Dean.
Diaper.
Dance.
Donkey.
Dots.
Dippy.
Dodge.
Dunked.
No! I can't believe I get beat every week.
You're rubbish.
I can't believe
you are
it.
Rubbish.
I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking of something beginning with D. There's a million things beginning with D and I couldn't think of them.
I had about 20 stacked up in my head.
No, Polly, can we play a record or something now? I just want to go home.
Cuban bow.
That's awful, isn't it? We'll play a little bit longer than this now because I'm so depressed. It's the happiest record in the world. Enjoy what's left of your weekend. This has been John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts, and our friend Polly on Alphabet Soup. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Go on, Jim. Take us home with a bit of Bimbo-y.
Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends. And every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know
that you're going down the
road? Drill.
Drug.
Dentist.
Dungeon.
Jorex.
Believe it, that was my idea as well.
I've got one back, it's true.
Bimbo's got two big blue eyes that light up like a star.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.